Title: Stepper. Vocal texture transform for Pirate Radio Energy and Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build one of those proper jungle weapons. A clean vocal phrase transformed into a steppy, chopped, band limited, slightly broken pirate radio texture. The goal is that Illegal FM, resampled off-tape energy that sits right in the edit zone of drum and bass production. Not just put a filter on it, but a repeatable workflow you can perform, resample and arrange into intros, builds, and drop callouts. Before you touch any effects, we're going to think like an old sampler mindset. Find a phrase, slice it into cells, make it rhythmic like percussion. Then commit it to audio so the artifacts become part of the sound. Step 0. Choose the source and prep it properly. Pick a phrase that has attitude in one or two bars. MC shout, rave callout, anything with a strong consonant. And here's a coach tip that matters. Choose your anchor syllable. In jungle edits, the whole illusion often hangs on one consonant that reads like a drum hit. A hard T, K, P, or nice SS can become your ghost snare of the vocal. We'll build patterns around that slice, instead of trying to make every word perfectly intelligible. Drag the vocal onto an audio track and arrangement view. Turn warp on. Now choose a warp mode deliberately. If you want intelligibility, start with Complex Pro. If you want grain and character, texture is a vibe. And if the sample is already dirty and you want that authentic pitch movement when things get sped or bent later, repitch can be the secret sauce. Then tighten timing. Line up the important syllables so they land where your groove actually hits. In a lot of jungle at 170 to 174 BPM, that might mean your key syllables are near the quarter notes, or tucked just around them depending on your break. The point is, don't accept sloppy timing now. Clean timing equals better chops later. Now step 1. Create the stepper chop grid. We want surgical chopping, but fast. The quickest method is slice to MIDI. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. For slicing, you can start with transients if the vocal has clear attacks. If you want consistent stepping, slice by 1/16 or even 1/32. Ableton will build a drum rack full of samplers, one per slice. Open a few slices and immediately handle the click problem the old-school way. Add micro fades, 1 to 5 milliseconds fade in and fade out inside sampler. Tiny, just enough to remove the click but not soften the attack. If it still clicks, don't just lengthen fades until it's dull. Instead, nudge the start point forward a hair. Often that's all it takes. You're shaving off the zero-crossing problem without killing the transient. Now program the stepper feel. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip at around 170 to 174. Start with a classic step chatter pattern. Think of it like this. Not a straight machine gun on every 16th, but a syncopated set of hits that suggest speech while functioning like percussion. Place hits on a grid like downbeat, a quick follow-up, then another, then a skip, then another cluster. If you need a starting point, aim for something like hits on 1.1, 1.1.2, 1.2, 1.2.3, 1.3, 1.3.2, 1.4, and a final one near the end of the bar. You can swap which slice plays each hit, but keep your anchor syllable recurring as the punctuation. Then humanize it without losing discipline. Use Groove Pool, something like MPC 16, swing around 57 to 63, but don't slam it to 100%. Try 30 to 50% timing so it stays tight. And here's an advanced move, accents. If you want this to behave like a lead line, not just a loop, make velocity matter. Higher velocity on offbeats can make the vocal talk like a synth phrase. You can route velocity to filter or drive inside sampler, or just use velocity as your performance control and map it later if you're doing more complex routing. Okay, now we've got rhythm. Next, the pirate radio tone chain. After the drum rack, add an auto effect rack and name it something you'll recognize, like Pirate Stepper. We're going stock devices, and the order matters because we're shaping bandwidth, then adding dirt, then controlling movement and width. Start with a EQ8, pre-clean. High pass it pretty hard. 24 dB slope somewhere around 120 to 200 HC. You don't need low end in a radio vocal, and you definitely don't need it fighting your break and bass. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 400 a couple dB. If it needs presence, a gentle bump around 2.5 to 4.5 kHC can help, but be careful because we're about to band limit it anyway. Now auto filter. This is the radio band. Set it to band pass. Start the frequency around 1.6 kHE and sweep later depending on your track. Resonance, enough to honk, around 0.7 to 1.2. If the filter model gives you drive, use a little. A few dB can make the band feel energized. Then add movement. Turn on the LFO. Sine is smooth. Random is chaos. Both can work, depending on how sketchy you want the signal to feel. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep the amount controlled, say 10 to 25%. The key idea: movement should feel like unstable broadcast gear, not like a modern EDM wobble. Next, saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. This is where the vocal becomes forward and slightly aggressive without instantly turning to sand. Teacher note: gain stage here. If you just crank everything, your consonants become white noise and the words disappear. You want grit with readability. Now redux for the resampled crunch. Downsample around 2 to 6 and bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits. Start at 10 bits. Subtle. You should still understand the phrase. If it's turning into spray can noise, you've gone too far. Then overdrive for that mid bite. Set the frequency somewhere in the 1.5 to 3.5 kHz zone. Drive 20 to 45%. Tone around 45 to 60. If you want it to respond to the hits, enable dynamics. This can give that operator riding the channel feel. Optional. Amp or pedal. If you want extra character, amp on clean or blues can give edge without fizzy top end. Keep bass low because you already high-passed and band-passed. Push mids, treat treble carefully. Pedal is for when you want it nastier, but if it starts spitting harsh highs, you'll need to tame that with filtering after. Then chorus ensemble. Subtle. Amount 10 to 25%. Slow rate like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Width maybe 60 to 120%. But remember, pirate radio is often mono-ish. Think movement, not wide pop vocal. Then utility. This is where you decide your authenticity. Try width near 0 to 50%, almost mono during the most broadcast moments. Then you can open it a bit on fills so it feels like a special event. Finally, a limiter. Purely safety. Ceiling around minus 0.8. Don't rely on it to do your mix. It's there to catch spikes from distortion. Now step 3. Make it step like a drum. This is where it goes from cool effect to proper edit. We want that on-off transmitter feel. Two main options: a gate for obvious choppiness or a sidechain compressor for a more musical pump. If you want hard, obvious stepping, put a gate after the distortion section. Set threshold so it opens on the syllables you want. Floor to negative infinity for hard cuts. Fast attack, tiny. Hold 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release 20 to 70 milliseconds. Faster release equals more tick-tick step. If you want consistent rhythmic motion without destroying the words, use a compressor with sidechain. Feed it from a ghost 16th click track or a tight shaker. Ratio 4:1 up to 10:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 30 to 90. The result is the vocal dances in the pocket with your grid, even if the original phrase wasn't perfectly percussive. Advanced coach note here: keep distortion stable with gain staging, not limiter heroics. Put a utility before the distortion cluster and treat it like drive into chain. If your input level is consistent, your radio tone stays consistent. If your input is all over the place, the distortion changes note to note, and unless you're doing that on purpose, it just sounds messy. Now step 4. Resample for commitment. This is the old school workflow moment. Create a new audio track called Resampled Vito X. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record 4 to 8 bars while you mess with the chain. Ride the filter frequency a bit, tighten the gate release, maybe push redux slightly in the last couple bars. Now warp the resample. Switch warp mode to beats. Preserve 1/16. Transients up at 100, then reduce the envelope if you're getting too clicky. This second generation of processing is the magic. It glues, it artifacts, and it starts to feel like it's been through a process, not just a clean clip with plugins. Now step 5, arrangement. Three placements that work almost every time. First, the intro tune in. Start with just the vocal through a very narrow bandpass. Automate the filter frequency like you're tuning a station. And here's the upgrade. Don't sweep constantly. Do it like a human scanning. Scan, pause, scan, then lock onto a stable frequency in the last couple bars before the drums really arrive. Add a noise bed, vinyl crackle, or static, and bring in a distant high-passed break behind it. Second, build up chatter. Increase step density as you approach the drop. Go from 1/8-ish rhythm to 1/16 chop chatter. Automate redux downsample up slightly over time. And do delay throws only on the last word every two bars, so it feels intentional. Delay time 1/8 or 3/16, feedback 18 to 35, filter it hard with high pass around 500 and low pass around 4K. Keep ping pong low or off if you want that mono broadcast thing. Third, Drop punctuation. Use single-stepped hits in the gaps between snares, not directly on top of them. Teacher tip: snare masking is real here, because your radio band lives right where snares live. If your snare roams 1 to 3 kHz, either shift the vocal band a bit higher, like 1.8 to 3 kHz, or place the vocal hit a 16th before the snare so the snare still wins the transient. Now, bonus sound design that makes it feel illegally real. The FM trash layer. Make a return track called radio noise. Put a static loop or a noise source on it, and pass it with auto filter. Add a little saturator, then put a gate on the return and sidechain that gate from your vocal track. Now the noise opens only when the vocal hits. Blend it quietly. This is one of those you don't notice it until you mute it tricks, and it screams pirate radio. Optional extra. Cheap speaker resonance. Drop resonators after the bandpass. Turn on one or two resonators, tuned around 1 to 2 kHz, and keep dry/wet low. It fakes that boxy small driver ring. Now step 6. Performance macros. This is where you stop treating it like a fixed effect and start treating it like an instrument. Map macros like this. Radio frequency to the auto filter frequency. Radio Q to resonance. Dirt to saturator drive and overdrive drive together. Bit crush to redux bits from 12 down to 8. Downsample to redux downsample from 2 up to 8. Step tight to the gate release from around 70 down to 20 milliseconds. Width to utility width from 0 to around 80. But automate it like a creative choice. Pro to delay dry/wet, maxing maybe 25%.